Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for... BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Straight back from California, now I'm in Philadelphia, rolling right into a Grawls, thanks to Shit Goose. I got Jess here, Chad I. Ginsburg, Missy, Coach, the dog, and a very special guest. And I'll tell you who that is right now. It is Shit Goose! Yeah.
Wait, who?
Shit Bag!
Yeah, you got your Busch beer with you or PBR tall boys?
Yeah, PBRs are running a special down there.
Hey, make sure you save all your cigarettes and ashes. I'm working on a piece of art.
Okay.
It is pretty good.
Shipper, do you have to drink Lion's Head beer? Because it's like $9 a case.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's good.
Dude, is it?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Lion's Head.
Isn't it PA beer?
Yeah, and like, you know when you go to South Street, every beer is between $5 and $8? Lion's Head is always $2.50, no matter where, like, even on South Street.
Oh, man, dude, that's perfect.
Dude, I was just in L.A. for, I was doing a cover shoot with Tony Hawk for Outside Magazine, and then I had to go to Cat Shop because she just built a half pipe, and she was having a party. And the very next day, thank God I left, a fucking pickup truck drove right into it.
Oh, Jesus, really?
It's on TMZ. You can go look at it right now.
Well, right next.
Well,
or it's half, like, of it, right?
Yeah. She must have been shitbag wasted. Well, the first night she opened the tattoo shop, it got egged probably from Miami Ink because they're all bent out of shape that she's taken over the tattoo station.
Let's go egg them and light a bag of shit on fire. They still got a show on, though. I think they just swap, like...
Wait, remember? No, it was Billy Madison. Remember when he lights the shit on fire? And it's poop again. He called the shit poop. Judas Priest, Barbara, it's one of them flaming bags again. Judas Priest. Judas Priest, Barbara, it's one of them flaming bags of poop again. He called the shit poop.
Don't put it out with your boots, Stan.
When was the last time you saw My Cousin Vinny?
Oh, man.
A long time. A couple years ago.
Here's the best thing in any movie ever. When the lawyer is there and he's like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury,
jury,
what lawyer would have Tourette's?
He gets all nervous and, like, stutters.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury,
he's like, you're fired.
Yeah. He's the worst lawyer in the world. See if he gets in front of everybody, he, like, loses his shit.
Joe fucking Pesci. Whatever happened to that guy?
That's not who.
No.
Joe Pesci's
he's in that movie.
In My Cousin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's not him.
It was the other lawyer. No, I don't know who the guy is.
He was the first lawyer they hired.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're fired.
And when they were having their meeting, he was all talking fine and all professional. And then as soon as the time came to give his opening statement in court, he's like,
fucking Tourette's. All right.
Two what? Utes. What is a ute? I'm sorry. Youths.
The worst part was trying to not pretend that the judge was Herman Munster. Like, I couldn't get off the dog.
Oh, it is,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, Herman Munster. No, don't think Herman Munster.
And the dude from Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Gage! Gage!
That's when the kid runs out in front of the truck.
Gooch.
Gage! I just got back from L.A. and I went on... Here's the thing that sucks. Mizzy was all mad at me the last day because I went on this bender all night. And,
nah. Yeah, man, and she was come pissed on, you.
But here's the worst part. I was there for 3 to 4 days, and the first 3 days, I went to bed at 10 at night and watched, like, Into the Wild and shit like that, rented a movie. No thank you, no anything like
Did
that.
Did you want me to send you a singing telegram? Like, I was happy. I talked to you, like, everything.
Just kind of like, thanks or something like that. And then,
I have
and
to
then
thank you for not going on drug binges.
Fuck yeah, I'm by myself in L.A. I'm by myself in L.A. I'm trying to be good.
He wants a pat on the back.
I'm trying to find something to do. Finally, the last night, I'm like, fuck it. I got no thank yous. I'm going on a bender.
All right, I'll thank you in advance right now for not going on a bender when you go to your bachelor party for your cousin tonight. Thank you for not going on a bender tonight.
Well, you got to have some grosh.
Thank you for not going on a bender.
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
Good beer, good beer.
What are we going to, a strip club or something?
Something like that, I don't know.
Not me, man. No more bachelor parties for me. I'm tired of shit in my pants.
And are you going?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
No way, dude. Uh-uh.
Yeah, right. You're probably pussy whipped. She won't let you go.
No. I know better, dude. There's just bad shit's going to happen tonight. Somebody's going to get a fucking nut. I'm not getting 4D.
Come on. How many times have you shit your pants?
Like hundreds, but I'm just getting
sick.
What does it matter?
You shit your pants in Vegas when I threw that bowling ball at your ass.
Oh, man. That fucking hurt, dude.
But, dude, he shits his pants all the time. Like, every time he farts, it's like taking a risk.
Then
it's like rolling
then
the
Vito took a shit, and I was busted on you two so bad, and I was like so hammered that my manager gave me an Ambien to go to bed, and you know, like they say that people were actually gaining weight from Ambien and they couldn't figure out why. Turns out that they wake up just blacked out and start cooking eggs and shit. And I must have got up like not remembering anything. I went in the Novak's bathroom and shit half on the toilet and half not. And then I woke up to Novak wiping my ass like, come on, man, what the fuck?
You're that like, dude. You're yeah. the dude that when you walk into a public... Like, you know when you walk into a public stall and there's just shit half on the toilet? And like, what
yeah,
happened?
Then I must have stepped in half the shit, or Novak did, when he was wiping my ass, because there was a trail of shit in this nice hotel room from his room to my room.
They had hell cleaning up after us when we left, dude. They were like, what the fuck?
Because yeah.
I remember at one point I was so fucked up that I had toilet paper just wrapped around me. I used it for clothes.
Well, thank God the damage bill was only $5,000, because last time we went to Vegas, I flew cake all over the place, got it all over the rug, and they couldn't vacuum it out or whatever, and they charged $40,000.
Oh, my God, you bought them a new room.
Remember when we were in...
That's like a whole new fucking carpet.
Yeah, all carpet, new furniture.
That's a nice car.
Yeah, remember when our label in England bought us a room in London, like this really nice room, and we were all just drunk as hell, and we ordered 9 of everything on the menu.
We were more than drunk. They sold legal mushrooms there. Semi-legal, and those other little... crusty things that you ate that were kind of like mushrooms that were cheaper, whatever they were. We ate a lot of them, and we walked around lost in London and then ordered about 15 trays to the room of blood pudding.
Yeah, we just ordered 9 of everything on the menu, and then the whole room was just, they had to re-carpet, repaint, re-everything.
Yeah, Rab fucked that fucking room up.
Yeah, and
who paid the bill?
And I think Vern got a girl pregnant in that room too.
Oh my God!
Same night.
Well, the Mercury got the bill, and they're like, "Well, we didn't expect to have to pay $18,000 or whatever it was to repaint and recarpet and everything in the room, so we're gonna have to send this to your American label, Island." And we're like, "Ooh, like we're already in debt to them so much, just tack on an extra. Who cares?
$18 for a hotel room?
I know they."
They rented the room because they wanted us to do an interview earlier that day, and they said, if you guys want to use the room later that night, of course we fucking
did. Yeah, yeah. And, like, every dude who ever flew to see us or talk about us at Island flies first class, rents a Hummer, like, and we have to pay for it all, so...
Oh, those were the good old days.
Yeah.
So, what you been up to, Bam?
I was thinking about the best time I've ever had, and I realized that when I saw Tremaine at the Burgundy Room, I was like, you know what? The best fun that we've ever had, hands down, was Paramount flew us to London, Stockholm, Germany, and that might have been it, but we would seriously, if we were flying to Copenhagen, we would land in London. We wouldn't have to go through customs or anything. We'd walk down into a limo, and they would drive us to the next plane.
And then we started going, like, him was all in London when I was there. We went to Nobu, which is, like, one of the nicest sushi places ever. And I would just, like, fucking order anything you want. I started paying for other people's meals that I didn't even know because I was just writing everything to Jeff's room. And Tremaine was doing the same thing to me. Oh. Knoxville was doing it to Tremaine. Like, and it didn't even matter because Paramount was paying. We spent $2 million in 10 days.
Oh, my God.
$2 million
bucks. Holy shit.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was dude, it was the best $2 million I've ever spent ever. And I didn't even spend it. We were just like... We ordered a 50-cent CD at 4 in the morning, and we made this place open up their store to sell it to us, and we were like, we don't care. We'll pay $300 for it. We need it.
We gotta have it.
Just to hear one stupid song.
Damn. How much money do you think you spend on food, though?
The whole bill entirely was $2
million. That's a lot of fucking sushi, dude.
I mean, that's like hotel and doing shit. I mean... Getting a fucking limo to take you to the next airplane and skipping customs. You have to talk to the Heathrow airport and everything. That right there must be at least 10 grand or more.
Dude, you mentioned the Burgundy Room earlier. I remember when I was living out in L.A. and I went to the Burgundy Room with those Leisure dudes. Remember Leisure?
Yeah.
And Knoxville walked in and Spike Jones and Loomis and all them. And I just, you know, we were getting drunk off our ass, and the night just ended with us throwing beer bottles into the ceiling fan. And they would just, like, ricochet like a fucking lightning bolt and just crash and break wherever. Like, on a girl's head, like, on the wall. Like, it was the most insane thing ever. And just because it's Knoxville and Spike and them, and they pretty much own the Burgundy Room, like, we didn't even get kicked out. Like, people were pissed, but we just, they were like, they wouldn't kick us out.
Yeah. I dumped a few beers on some heads at the Burgundy Room. I remember some dude just was talking shit on... Yeah, it was me, and Missy overheard it, called him out on it. He denied it, and then he couldn't explain why he was mad at me, and it must have just been pure jealousy or something. Bam forgot who he came... Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that kid over there. Bam forgot where he came from. Like...
Yeah.
He lives where he came from. How did he forget where he came from?
Then, well, you might not have known where he came
then
from.
Missy's
have you been to the Burgundy Room lately? It sucks now. It's so gay, dude.
I was there 2 days ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like gotten lame last time I went. Like, all of Cohanga sucks now. It's like all like...
Cohanga.
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 Cohanga, whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not
that
we
are Cohanga.
It used to be kind of good, and now it's like trendy... Bastard.
It's been trendy. It's fucking Hollywood Boulevard.
Dude, I walked into Clutch on vinyl the first time I went in the Burgundy Room. I was like, I love this place.
You it's
like,
probably because Loomis was DJing.
No, it was, I forget his name, Jeremy or something.
Well, I mean, Rex's is fun, but on Wednesday they have fucking hip-hop night.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you went on a
I went on a shitty night.
Yeah, you did.
Remember that time we went to the Spare Rib just to see what would happen? Because... The Spare Rib is like this bar in Westchester that white people just don't go in there. You know?
I never heard of it.
Spare Rib.
Spare Rib.
So we go in, and Bam at the time was wearing like some fucking crazy ass like purple fur coat or something. So it was just record scratched as soon as we walked in. Everyone's like, who the fuck are these guys, you know? But luckily we saw these guys we went to school with. And of course, some dude came up and just started shit with Bam, like, oh, think you're that funny or something, you know? And I'm like, oh, God, here we go, you know? And before anything could go down, this guy, Oscar, and all his buddies that, dude, they look like dudes from that show, Oz. Yeah, like, they just come up and Oscar's like, hey, man, you got a problem with my friend here? And the guy's like, nah, man. Like, he saw all the dudes behind him. He's like, nah, no problem. I was giving him a little shit, you know, it's nothing. And the guy's like, nah, I think it was something. And then he just lights his, like, goatee on fire. And then me and Bam were just pointing and laughing at him, like, Dude, it was so fucking funny.
Wow. Yo, you flexing on me, man. Yeah. I'll flex on you.
But, like, the last thing he was expecting was to get his beard lit on fire, you know?
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I think I have the strangest song in the world
right now.
All
right. I'm trying to think. I want to play it. Dude, German, this just proves that Germans are fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I like
them
already.
This guy, it's this dude called Separate Turners. He just put out a new CD, and it's called Les Fleurs du Mal. But there's a song, he wishes he's a bar of soap so he gets scrubbed against people's hinies.
I suppose you didn't
want to do that. You probably should have. Like,
it's
I
so
know.
Strange.
You fucked up.
God, but I like his other albums. They were all spooky, and this one is so non-spooky. It's just, he's like wants to be a bar. So, let's hear it.
Until you got to go up against a big fat ass with hair in it.
This Separate Turners.
Shit, <bad! laughs>
weird ass song called "A Little Bar of Soap."
I wish I was a little bar of soap.
Very cool.
I wish I was a little bar of soap. I'd go slippy, slippy, slimy over everybody's hiney.
Yeah.
I wish I was a little bar of soap. Of soap.
Yeah, dude, that was great. Like, I like you guys.
Happy Hanukkah.
Punch shit.
Fuck, I'm pissed.
I know,
that's a total shitbird song that you missed out on right there.
Little bitty bar of soap slipping up your hiney.
I love the bell. Like, there's just some, like, bell. Yeah, donks. Like, what?
It wasn't a very long song.
I know, it was only 1 minute and 21 seconds. Well, let's kick into some pure rock. Jess's new project with Neil Fallon from Clutch.
You know, I think I don't like that word project. Like, like, oh, it's a new project. Like, what are we building a fucking table?
Well, it is a project. You can't just start a whole new band.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's a new project.
But I'm just saying, it, you know, a project sounds like you're in your garage building a bench or some shit.
Well,
same.
This is why it's a project, because
this is a new
are you going to tour?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
All right, well, then it's not a project.
How about we call it a thing? This is a new thing.
It's a fetish.
Well, let's hear a new thing.
It's
a new
band
fetish.
I started with.
This is Company Band.
Yeah.
With Jess's favorite singer of all time, which is really cool.
Actually, the two best records in the past 10 years that I think came out are Clutch, Blast Tyrant, and Fireball Ministry, Second Great Awakening. So,
well, what's it like? You didn't always know Neil from Clutch. You were like a little wee dude in the audience.
I actually found out about Clutch from Bam. Bam left a Clutch tape that he got when he was skating in D.C. in like 94 in my Cadillac. And I ran out of tapes, so I just had to put it on. I'm like, all right, I'll check this out. And then it became like my favorite album. Well, one of them.
Now you're playing in a band with the singer.
Is this even available yet?
It's coming on iTunes in like 2 weeks.
Is your intention to break up Clutch? Or?
Oh, God, that would be the worst thing in the world. That's my favorite band.
So why are you making like all types of cool music with Company Band then?
Just because...
You got extra time.
Well, I started the band with Fireball Jim and a couple other dudes. And then I called Neil, and I was like, hey, man, you should just make a guest appearance or something, like pop up on a track. It would be cool, you know?
Who's writing the music?
Dave Bone and Fireball Jim.
And Neil's writing his own lyrics?
He writes the words, yeah. So, yeah, he was like, he heard the shit, and he's like, I should just sing on it all. I'm like, sure, you know?
full-length album?
You don't have to, yeah. I just recorded a new song with Matt last night. Well, demoed in
the
new
10 company. Tracks on a CD, when's it coming out?
Well, this is an EP coming out called Sign Here and Here. It's going to be out in a month or two.
Where?
It's getting printed right now. It's on CD Baby and just internet sites and iTunes and Rhapsody and all that shit.
Cool.
Yeah, CD Baby.
Well, so this is download that shit, and they'll probably steal it on this very radio station, so you get it 2 weeks early. This is Company Man,
This one's called Fortune's a Mistress, and it's track two on the EP.
Let's hear it, dude.
Cool. All right.
Found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction 28.
Company Man.
You guys like that shit?
Yeah.
Yes, dude. That was good.
Thanks. Yeah. The fuck was I gonna say?
What the fuck were you gonna say?
You're blown away. Yeah. You're speechless when you listen to that.
Oh, yeah. No.
You can't believe you'd be playing with Neil Fallon.
I forget what I was.
You just think of Neil Fallon. That's all.
It happens to me all the time.
He lied on the radio and he said, I forget what I'm gonna say, and then he just said it again.
Yeah.
It's coming out on
jury,
somewhere. The record's coming out on CD Baby.
All right, CD Baby. Is that the cool place to sell records these days?
Well, it's, you know, you actually make money when someone buys it.
So. Oh, no, dude, that was pretty good, but you should have saw the cover band at Kildare's last night.
Oh, really? Man, I hate when I miss cover bands.
How about that dude dancing?
Oh, my God, man. This dude.
Who's the Pop-Tart Monkey?
Dude, he...
He was so confident in himself, but like he weighed 200 pounds, but it was like the worst kind of 200 pounds you could have. It was like a muffin top, like so sloppy jello, and he's like shaking his ass.
Muffin top.
Dead serious, like wiggling his ass and shit, just feeling the music so hard.
Like Grimace rocking out on stage.
And he had like a tie, like how Green Day had. Oh, dude. And he was like looking at the girls and stuff. Oh, it was so horrible.
This is night to shine, man.
It was, yeah. Shine away. And all the guitar players were just like full blown like college frat boys, man.
Cover bands are my favorite, dude.
But this one was prime time.
Like, dude, they are Third Eye Blind for that 3 minutes, you know? They're like, you know what I mean?
They are Third Eye Blind.
Like, do, like, they think they're them. Like,
they played that song.
That's such the fucking cover band song.
Yeah.
Doesn't the drummer from Third Eye Blind play in that other band you play in?
Yeah, that's Year Long Disaster. I don't play in them. I just played a couple gigs for them.
You do fill in gigs for the drummer of Third Eye Blind.
When he's playing with Third Eye Blind, I take his place.
That's pretty
just as
cool.
A favor, because I like that band.
Did you know that Viking Skull is playing at the Metal Hammer thing in London?
I couldn't make that. I'm gonna,
why not?
I'm going to do a tour with them.
Why
in January,
can't you make it?
Because I'm not going to fly to London for one dumb gig that they're not making any money on. They're just doing it for press.
Well, everybody's going to be there.
Yeah, well, it's like a Metal Hammer at the London Forum party. And
I
like,
was going to go to
no
London.
Money or anything, you know?
I was going to go to London to see him play at the Astoria, and then I realized that they won't let me in.
Why?
Because I was with Kelly Osbourne 4 years ago, and she bet me to jump off the top into the crowd, which I did.
Oh, yeah.
Then I lost my shoe, and then everything was fine. But then this fucking drunk idiot on the other side just jumped without anybody knowing, and he, like, kneed some girl in the back of the neck, and she got all fucked up.
Yeah.
And he broke his foot and all this shit, and Astoria blames it on me because I did it first. It's like, blame the fucking idiot with no money that did it. Well, Bam has money, and, you know, this is his problem, you know?
They don't take into consideration maybe the asshole jumped when no one was ready to catch him, or he jumped where there wasn't.
Speaking of London, I there's a brand new fucking lawsuit for me that I cannot wait to fight, because this fucking face did a donut in the Lamborghini and ripped the clutch out on the Gumball Rally.
That guy.
When he was hired from the Gumball to safely put the Lamborghini on an aircraft, and he didn't do it right.
Yeah.
And then he cost me $20,000 fixing the clutch.
I flew
to London, and I dumped paint all over his car and knocked out some windows, and it was a piece of shit Peugeot that was probably worth $5,000. So you wanna sue me for your stupid fucking car? Well, then pay for my clutch, fuckface. Not to mention, pay for the rest of the trip in Thailand that you completely ruined my experience.
Do you have the dudes like that solemn do it? Like,
it's all on, everything's on film.
It's all on film, him fucking up your car?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know, I can't wait.
Him down.
But you know damn well that it's just some lawyer from London who's like, you know what?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay me anything. If we win anything, you could get 1/3 and I'll keep the rest. You know, it's one of those fucking stupid
lawyer dude. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going all out on this one. I'm going to make him pay for all my bills that I'm paying for my lawyer. Like, if he wants to play fucking hardball, I'm game.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fuck your poo got.
Wasn't it latex paint, though? That comes off, right?
But you know, he thinks that maybe there's a slim chance, but I'm still fucking pissed. It's like, Bam, do you regret pouring paint all over the dude's car? No, I want to fly back and do more shit.
Yeah.
Don't you love those lawyers on TV?
Do you regret spilling paint all over? No, I want to fly back and spill more on it, because I don't think that I did enough.
Those lawyers on TV are so funny. Like, have you been injured in an accident? Do you take Fen-Phen? Well, in this country, you could sue anybody for anything and probably win, or at least get a settlement.
Did
you know,
like, Dio sue for Fen-Phen?
Probably. Fen-Phen, it was like some weight loss drug, and then after 5 years, they figured out, oh, it causes like leukemia or cancer or something.
Fucking dick.
So everyone that took Fen-Phen for the 5 years sued the shit out of them and got like,
gee, were you taking
billions
Fen-Phen back in the 90s?
I don't want to make matters worse, because they're already horrible, but if you have like 20 grand to just kind of blow.
Yeah.
If you had the time to kill, you could just tell your lawyer, like, spilled some coffee from McDonald's. Here's $20,000, try to win me 40.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want to spend the energy, I'm sure that they'll give it to you just because it's fucking a pain in the ass.
Dude, that will drag out for years.
You know, like the last thing that McDonald's wants to do is spend 5 days in a courtroom about hot coffee. You know,
like, they're like, all right, just give them $100,000. And tell
them but I'm not going to do that with this. As a matter of fact, I'm still fucking pissed, and I almost want to fly back to London and re-pour paint on his car.
See what else? What kind of car he's got now? He's probably like a Mazda RX-7, and if you fuck that up, dude, he'll really be pissed.
They don't got those out there.
God, and the car was such a fucking piece of shit, too.
You probably only did, like, $200 worth of damage.
Yeah, what color paint was it, though?
White.
Nice.
Well, like, you know, he missed work because he couldn't drive with paint on the windshield.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's suing you for all the work he missed and all that, I'm sure.
Distress, anxiety.
Talk about stress and anxiety. Picture having a fucking $300,000 Lamborghini in Thailand, and you're broken down on the side of the road in the fucking ghetto. And I really didn't think that I was going to get the car back to America. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't, if I got on a flight and left the car there, that shit would be stripped.
Yeah.
People would be hanging up purple Lambo rims in their fucking little Thailand huts.
Yeah, grass huts with a Lambo rim hanging on the wall.
They strip that shit silly.
Fucking motifs to die for.
The guy that shipped.
So you want to talk about stress and anxiety, fly to Thailand with a car that you can't get home.
A guy that I work with is stressed right now because he hit a crossing guard.
A crossing guard because he's too lazy to clear his fucking windshield off in the morning.
He had ice all over his windshield and he didn't want to scrape it off, so he's rolled his window down. It's like, it's only 10 blocks. Yeah. And he's driving through Philly and he's like, boom, what the fuck was that?
Like Ace Ventura with his head out the window. Yeah.
He hit a crossing guard. And that's what she said. And he said to her, he's like, what are you crying about? I ain't driving a Mack truck.
Yeah, she was laying on the ground like because she just got hit by a car.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, come on.
He's like,
get up. What are you doing? It's not a Mack truck.
It has a sting a little bit, what with all the steel and shit. No.
And then she's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm trying to go to work.
He felt justified by saying, shit, it's not a Mack truck. B, I'm trying to go to work. Like,
shit, man.
Sarah's like, what the fuck?
You gotta play that whole thing, dude.
She was a bitch, dude. She needs to get the fuck out of the way. Like, cars weigh more than you, bitch. Move.
Yeah.
Get out the way. Dude, that's what I'm talking about.
Didn't you do the full song?
This is the intro.
Play the full song, please.
Yeah, this is the intro.
Maybe we can hear it later, man, because it's the intro to your record. You don't want to put the outro to your not buying the record.
We're doing an outro?
Yeah.
All right. What is that going to be? Bird shit.
You got a new song.
Bird shit.
You got a new... is that it backwards?
Yeah.
Afraid the fuck.
It'll be that riff, but just backwards.
Yeah. Bird shit.
All right. You want to hear a track, Bam Bam?
Yeah, there's this band called The Scrappers from Finland, and they did the intro to Ming Hag's, and Villa actually did a track with them a little while back called She's Not Mine, and these dudes totally hooked it up, did the intro to Ming Hag's.
Is that coming out on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Somewhere
Ming Hag's Valentine's Day, Scrappers intro, but this is Villa with them in, I'd like to say 2002, but
say
let's
it.
Hear it. Scrappers, Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
2002. Booyah.
Yeah, 2002.
It's easy to say.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
few times in my life where I wish that I could rewind life and bring a video camera.
A few, man. Because I can imagine that happening a lot. Yeah.
I was at the Roosevelt Hotel, and the first thing I saw when I woke up, I went to the pool, and I lit up a cigarette. And I just see this dad doing laps in the pool, and his whiny brat daughter was just sitting there by the pool going, "Daddy!" And every time his ears would come up from the pool, like, and she probably didn't even know what she was crying about. And I was just so annoyed. I had three Bloody Marys. That as soon as he came out of the pool after 20 laps, I go up to him. I go, "Do you just realize that the 30 people sitting by this pool are completely annoyed by your bitchy little daughter, and you just paid no mind doing your fucking 20 laps? F you for that." And then this 50-year-old lady sitting next to me goes, "Thank God you just said that, because I wish I could say that. I just didn't have the balls to do it." I was like, "Well, I'm three Bloody Marys deep, lady, and I don't give a shit."
Kids are pain in the ass. Why don't you, like, stick an apple in the fucker's mouth?
Daddy!
He's just, like, doing his laps, like, he's whatever. Like,
yeah, I swim because I can go underwater and not hear that fucking kid.
And I know that he heard it, because every time his ears, I could see his ears popping up, but he had to have heard it. So obnoxious.
Then he wanted to just drown himself underwater. He kept trying to drown himself over and over again, but it wouldn't work because he's too much of a pussy to take a deep breath underwater.
Well, you don't have to cry because you're not involved.
You should have took your deep breath underwater and killed yourself, you fucking asshole.
Take a deep breath. Only hurts for a second, pussy.
Maybe if the kid saw you floating in there dead, she wouldn't cry anymore.
Yeah, really, she'd be happy.
I had to go to the lily pad today and make my Christmas photos for everybody.
The lily pad?
And send out cards. Just because Billy Idol sent me one. It's so cheesy. There's like Christmas bells and trees.
Did you ever hear about Billy Idol's Christmas album?
No, but he's sitting there like by the piano just like... It was hilarious, dude. I had to hang it up.
Maybe we should do, like, fucked up Christmas cards from hell.
Billy Idol has
forth.
A Christmas,
like,
album.
Who can do the worst
dude,
Christmas
you should card? Do a Shitbirds Christmas cool. card and with you, like, with a fucking reindeer sweater on, drinking a fucking cup of eggnog and shit.
with ridiculous. Like, dildos
with
in my
like
hand.
With, like, a comb over, like, your hair just sharply combed.
Aw, oh, man, Christmas is beautiful. This makes me want to fucking crap.
This song makes me want to take a shit.
I know.
What is it about good sex that makes you have to crap?
Yeah, just
think you charge
something loose, tiger.
Chad, remember on Christmas Eve we were sitting in your house watching Rudolph on your film screen and we were sipping on Frangelico?
Yeah, I do remember.
Let's do that again this year.
Yeah.
Got a tradition?
It's a good possibility.
That's a pretty good Christmas tradition, dude.
I like to do that. I actually already pulled out my Rudolph DVD.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have butts.
But you have like, kids, you've probably seen it 16.
I watched it like 10 times.
I was over your house the other day and Frosty the Snowman was on repeat for like 6 hours.
I want to have like Christmas butt sex or something.
What? Mm.
Make a new tradition.
Where are you going to be?
I'll meet up with you.
In the park.
I mean, I'll be in the park.
Yeah.
Hope your butt on Christmas.
What do you think about like... songs like this about Christmas, like, yeah, I guess I'd rather listen to this than, like, that Bing Crosby shit.
No, the worst is Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Yep. Simply having a wonderful Christmas.
Dude, do I hear that song?
I hate
it. Really?
That
makes me want to fucking go nuts, dude. I want to start blowing people's heads off their fucking
bodies. No, dude, you know the best Christmas album by far is Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack.
Really?
That, like, jazz trio. Fucking awesome.
Once a year, I have to endure that fucking Paul McCartney song. And he's written a lot of good songs.
We are having a wonderful Christmas.
Shut up. I hate that fucking song.
All right, Paul, you bought a delay pedal.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, it goes wah, wah, wah. It's set for like 500. It's set for like 1,100 milliseconds. Yeah, it's like wah, 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 wah.
And that fucker probably has a gold-plated toilet from that shitbag song.
Chad's a big Beatles fan, so he just likes it. Cause
all right, well.
He likes it.
Just let me know when you're playing it. I officially hate
the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah.
I like a lot of Beatles songs.
That Yellow Submarines. Oh, my God.
It doesn't look like Michael Jackson owns it all now, so it's cool to hate it,
I guess. Dude, like songs like Let It Be and Imagine and shit, you have to like that. Cause
the Beatles surely don't need me to promote them.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I think they're all right.
Yeah. That's your fault. Remix at base 444.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
No.
Nah, that's pretty good.
No.
Time is here again.
No. I just like the drum tones.
This isn't a good Beatles example, but
I want that drum sound.
Yeah? Call Ringo Starr. You are kind of like Ringo.
He's on Ludwig.
Oh, he is on Ludwig. And when
you
Ludwig
put up with way more shit than you have to. That's why you like Ringo.
Yo, dude, Rex's is coming up on the 15th of December.
Oh, shit, bird.
Are you playing?
Yeah, I'm going to open up Backwoods, dude. We're going to have a little Christmas party up there. And I'm stoked because they're shutting down Rex's and, like, it's nostalgic to play
You're
there.
You're stoked they're shutting it down?
Well, yeah. I mean, no.
Well, no, the new place is going to be better, no doubt. But
yeah, Sticks and Stones, is that what it is, man?
We still haven't come up with the name yet.
All right.
I wanted to call it Filthy Note, but the borough doesn't want the name Filthy in it.
I think you should call it the Brandywine Eel.
The Brandywine Eel.
Like,
the
eel. What are you guys drinking at? We're going to the eel.
Yeah, we're going to the eel. Like, we're going to slide
it's
down
not
the
Brandywine,
eel.
How good is that?
It's
but, like, the Brandywine is right there. Like, it means something. You're in Westchester. The Brandywine Eel. Where are you guys drinking? Oh, we're going to the fucking eel. You know? It's good.
Well, if you do come to Rex's, make sure you're 21 or whatever, because don't drive all the way there just to fucking turn around and go.
Who's you're doing a gig out there for the last show there?
Yeah, they're closing that joint up pretty soon, so
Brandywine Eel.
Shipbirds was on MySpace before we came over here, and all these kids were planning on coming from, like, Illinois or something, like 30 kids. And
That's because Matt Dice is playing on bass.
Because you're playing on drums.
Yeah, I might.
It's probably because of Matt Dice, then.
But I was like, dude, gas costs too much, man. Just stay home and jack off like I do on a computer or whatever. Yeah, see? You're missing that, but it's not all ages shows, so don't come.
Shipbird's already started working on his new album, Afraid to Fuck.
You guys should hear that.
Yeah.
Dude, how many rolls of toilet paper do you think you went through?
30-pack, family pack.
Yeah.
Family.
I know, when he opened for us on the last tour, he would always go to Walmart and get a brick of toilet paper.
When you see Shipbird's live show, he gets out a what is it, like a hair?
A leaf blower.
He gets a leaf blower with a shitload of toilet paper, and then
a drumstick.
Throws it all over the crowd.
Yeah,
it's really awesome.
It's a fun show. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, dude, we're going to play Rex's, and if you're over 21 and you like to drink, then come down.
Who's in the band?
Jess Margera on drums.
This is the first time you're doing a full band?
Yeah, full band, first time. We got Dirt Bike Dice on fucking bass. We got Brandywine Eel is going to be on guitar.
Richie Vose.
I haven't committed to it yet. You got to get me nice and drunk to get me up.
Oh, yeah, Jess, I'll make sure.
Jess, you haven't committed?
He doesn't want to commit.
What are you going to do, wait till last second?
You know, I got to hear it live first, which we haven't even practiced yet.
Wow.
Practice? Who the fuck?
We better get busy.
Yeah.
And,
CKY time's running out. Look at us.
Yeah.
We're good. Dice is coming Monday, and we're going to do all week, an hour or two a night, and we're going to fucking be fine.
Well, you just got to get me nice and drunk to get up there.
Oh, yeah. So, it'll be great, dude.
I might play if I'm drunk enough.
No, we're going to, like basically, drunk you, I'm fucking funk. We're going to get up there and do that shit. It'll be fun. Bam, you coming, Missy?
Take me drunk.
I'll be around.
All
right. Let's play some of that Muse.
Muse.
Dude, that band's good. I like them, yeah.
From England, there.
There's a lot of good fucking bands coming out. Witchcraft.
Well,
you
like
that Witchcraft
forever,
CD?
Dude. They got
I would play it, but it's in Mizzy's car in North Philly.
That band, they're from Sweden. Like, I don't know what's going on in Sweden and Finland, but there's people like you'd think it's like fucking Pentagram or some shit. You know, it's fucking a brand new band that just came out. Witchcraft.
Really?
Yeah.
Guitars must be cheap or more expensive, one or the other.
Well, they must get old school recording equipment or something up there, because their records sound fucking like they were done in the 60s or 70s.
Very nice.
Fucking awesome.
Old equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Vox amps and shit.
Mm-hmm. Intro this track.
All right. Yo, this is Muse. Knights of Sidonia off Black Holes and Revelations.
Good song.
Faction 28 series. Muse, dude.
Yeah, dude. I like it.
Sad, dude. Like I said, a lot of good fucking bands coming out lately.
But they've been out forever, dude. Muse has so, really, so much stuff, man.
When did they, like, their first record come out?
I think, like, in 95 or 2.
No shit.
90, some 90 shit, dude.
See, I'm, like, one of those dudes that just heard about them, like, a couple years ago.
Well, they have... The last two albums were really good. I think their new one's coming out soon, too. Really, really. They've had a couple hits, too, on MTV as well.
Mm-hmm. I first heard about them when we first time we went to England. And yeah. Like, no one knew who the fuck they were here.
Yeah,
they sell out Wembley, don't they?
They have, like, elements of Electric Light Orchestra and, like, all types of really cool...
They have, like, elements of everything, which is the only thing you can do anymore to get away with, you know, like...
I think Queens of Stone Age has ripped Muse off a few times, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And that's the thing. Nobody will officially know because... You know, Queens of Stone Age, everybody will think that they just made it up.
Mm-hmm. I know. I have a song that I did in 2000 that sounds exactly like that Queens of the Stone Age hit.
Which one?
The one that came out with Grohl on it.
I love that band. They're
pretty weird.
They're good.
I've seen him a few times.
The funniest shit is that that dude Josh, the singer, was like destroying... destroying his label. He's like, fuck the label. Like, they suck dick. He said, he said, Jimmy Iovine fucking took a private jet just to fly and come and tell us we couldn't get tour support. Like, bitch, you didn't have to fly here and tell us that. You know? Called, like,
and you know what? That $20,000 in gas probably went right to their album.
Yeah, like, dude, you could have just... Whatever money it took for you to get here, you could have gave us.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you know what? They can eat a dick, he said. Like, that's fucking...
True.
Are they still...
You know damn well he wrote it. He has to write it off somewhere.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I'm Jimmy Iovine, and I'm flying to go see Queens of Stone Age. It's a business meeting.
Yeah.
It's a business meeting written off on Queens of Stone Age.
Here's the part. Here it is. This is me and Udell from 2000.
Oh, my God. Oh,
dude, that's totally it.
Way before that song came out.
They give us pills to swallow.
Wow.
They stick.
We recorded this the same time we did the Grand Freestyle. And he was basically...
I remember you guys doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking right when we were writing Infiltrate 2000.
That kind of sounds like that.
And you know what? Somebody will be like, man, these guys sound exactly like Queens of Stone. Yeah. They did it five years beforehand, asswipe.
Yeah, it's not fair.
And you know, I never got into that, like, Slipknot, Mushroomhead bullshit, but I saw the guy from Mushroomhead when I was in Cleveland and was just talking to him. They did that shit. They did the masks and everything in, like years and years before Slipknot, but they just,
play it side
you know,
by side.
They,
side by
side. Slipknot took the credit.
Yeah. Taint fair.
Taint fair, dude. I agree.
Sure, that should be a new track on your new album.
Taint fair?
Taint fair.
I'm right on it.
Taint fair, dude.
Taint fair.
No.
Taint fair.
What's one of your new ones? Kicking Esther's ass.
Kicking Esther's ass. We got the OBGYN rap coming up. I can't wait for that one.
About kicking his wife's ass and he got some poop on his foot.
Yeah. So I called her dog a fag.
Where the hell do you come up with this shit?
Call her dog a fag. Tainted love.
Taint shit.
No, it's no one knows.
It's
everyone,
not that.
Everyone knows that song.
All right, yeah, everybody knows that, but it did sound like it so far.
Taint is the loneliest number.
So what were you talking about, man? You got all types of things, radio shows, bam. What else is going on? Jackass 2.5. What's that about?
Well, I guess that was supposed to come out Christmas, but now there's problems.
Why? What's the problems?
I guess veto. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So stupid.
Fucking
I want to fly out to Colorado and kill everybody.
Well,
I hear you're kidding. We know you're kidding. It's a joke.
Well, come on now,
it's
Jay.
A joke,
how do you know?
It's a joke.
He might really do it.
He might do it.
I heard on Radio Bam, I heard Radio Bam, he wants to fly out to Colorado and kill everybody.
Mr. Age, you can't be too careful. He said he's going to kill everybody on the radio. He might do it.
So we got neighborhood watch in full effect.
Yeah. What
we have radio
with,
documented vocals of him saying he's going to kill all Colorado.
He might do it.
The
man,
terrorists won, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. You keep saying
time. I do. Go to the airport and tell me how they didn't win.
They did. Yeah. I'd rather not go to the airport.
They don't give you any.
They won. You don't even want to go there.
I never did.
They take your toothpaste. They take anything that makes you smell good when you get to your destination, and they steal it from you.
Yeah.
And then they fucking frisk you. You get a full cavity search every time.
You buy like cologne. Dude, no kidding. I bought a bottle of booze at the duty free shop at the fucking airport.
Oh, they love
it. Then when I went through the X-ray machine, they said you can't have this.
I bought it here
15 fucking minutes ago. And they're like, well, you can't. You gotta check
right there.
Yeah, I'm like, see that store right there? I just bought it. And I was like late for my flight already. I can't go back and fucking
duty
return.
Free.
It's so
I'm
stupid.
I'm duty full when I'm there.
All I did was buy the fucking security a bottle of Black Label.
Pretty much we have to find out where that shit goes. Where does the big box of stuff go? Because they're having the best Christmas in the world. They got toothpaste of every kind, the highest fucking cologne all over the world.
You can't bring Cheese Whiz.
They got Bam's fucking booze. They got my booze.
Nice lotion and shit.
All the weed they get off of this, those fuckers are
weed.
Best fucking Coke Christmas of their whole life, dude.
Best cheat. What's up with Unholy Union? Is that coming out on DVD?
It's out in Europe and Australia, and it's selling like crazy, but they didn't put it out here yet.
Really?
You know why? Because MTV, they just like fired a bunch of people and hired a bunch of new people, and I just found out that Shanna from Jackass told me that they had like 5 meetings about this new thing that they were like getting ready to approve. Then when everybody got fired, she called for the 6th meeting or whatever to sign all the papers, and they're like, wait, what show? The show we had 5 meetings about? Yeah. And they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. So now she has to start fresh. These dudes fly in, like 5 new people start working for MTV, and they're like,
all new.
When are you
going to
put out the Bam's Unholy Union CD?
What?
Or DVD? What?
What?
Wait, what?
What?
It was supposed to come out about 3 months ago. We don't know.
I never got that email, dude. Nobody sent me shit.
How does such a major corporation fuck up that
all
bad?
Like that.
Should you
they're
hire people
like that.
That watch MTV if they're going to work with MTV and they should have knowledge?
They don't. Dude, at this point, it's a bunch of businessmen that are 50 to 60 that are already rich as fuck, and they're like, I don't know, hire that 30-year-old dude. He seems to know what's good.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
Let's give it a shot, I guess.
Well, no, the people that have been there for a while, their salaries get bigger and bigger, and they're like, I can't afford this guy anymore. Then they get rid of him and then hire some new asshole that doesn't know what the fuck's going on but takes half the pay.
Yeah. It's all about, structure.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. You could be your pop-up found that out. He worked for some company for 50 years, and they were like, all right, thanks, fuck you, get out of here.
We got this young guy who doesn't have any vacation.
I've been working here for 50 years. Yeah, well, all right, great.
Hey, thanks. You're like furniture around here. We just keep seeing you here every day. Why don't you just go somewhere else or something? We're kind of sick of looking at you. Oh, they'll do that in 2 seconds. That's America.
You know where I'm going? I'm going to fucking Finland, Helsinki, in 1979, because this is Hanoi Rocks, and we're fucking out of here. Mm-hmm. Radio Band.
Later.
Shit, that was quick.
I know. Yeah. I'm ready to go. I got to work on this fucking art piece.
Yeah, you're doing good. All right. P-fart, too.
P-fart.
Slowly dying and I'm jumping out of my jeans.
Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Blah.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.